Books. Normally we do book picks on Tuesday, but because of the holiday and I'm all screwed up in my days and think since this is my second day back to work that it is indeed Tuesday. Well, it's Thursday, we know that, but we're going to do book picks today anyway. Isn't that fun? One of the highlights of the week is our book pick segment, so we certainly can't do without it. Certainly at the end of the year, we need help. Who do we go to for help? Well, we go to Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery here to tell us some great titles that are still lingering on the store shelves after the rush from the holiday season. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm all right, Joe. How are you?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't convince a jury. But second of all, I understand you're busy and you're stuck in the store and weren't able to join us in person, but I thank you for taking some time out to do this. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
All right. So where would you like to begin?
So what I wanted to talk about is, well, first of all, this is an unusual week in the whole like realm of publishing and bookstores because it is post-Christmas, pre-New Year's. It's a lull, as I think we like to call
yes.
it.
Yes, a lull.
And yeah. So I wanted to take the opportunity in this quiet moment to talk about a particular segment of books that we love called our bargain books. These are books that are, I think, you know, commonly misunderstood as being the leftovers, right? The dregs, the books nobody wanted. And that, I am here to tell you, is not at all true. There are some beautiful little gems that you can find browsing through a bargain book section. And I'm going to say this, ours in particular. We work really, really hard to find and curate some of the best titles. We vet each and every one of these. Not kidding. So,
really? Oh, that's good.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
rest assured, if you come in, these books have been studied and looked at and selected based on the fact that they are either A, critically well-reviewed, or B, really good customer reviews and buzz that has been following it around.
Now, years ago when I worked at this is when I was in college and I was working at an independent bookstore, my God, would we get some crap. Oh, good Lord. I mean, you know, oh, wow, this is like Joan Collins' novel or Dick Clark wrote a book. You know, it's just that kind of thing. And but your list is first rate. This is really good stuff.
Well, because we work really hard to make sure that it's first rate. I don't want crap in my store.
Well, no. And the best part about it is that they're very affordable. This is just anywhere from like between $5 and $10, and you can get some great books.
Yeah. And it's a mix of hardcover, paperback, fiction, nonfiction, kids' books galore. And we really, really have fun selecting the titles and finding, you know, those little gems in the rough. And sometimes these are books that might be have like really flown under the radar, but were just super interesting titles that never quite caught on the way we would have liked. But really, again, rest assured, if you come in, anything that's there is going to be good.
All right. So where would you like to begin?
So, okay, I'm going to actually start off with one of the books that has become a favorite of mine in the recent months, and I can't remember if I talked with you about this before or not, but it's Orphan X.
No.
By Greg Hurwitz.
No.
Okay, so this, okay, I've been likening this series to the Jason Bourne books, right? So it's a government-trained operative, right? Evan Smoke is his name, and he goes by the moniker of the Nowhere Man. And he, you know, was plucked out of the streets as a kid and put into this orphan program, and they trained him up, and he decided that he wanted to, after years of being an assassin for the government, he wanted to bag the job. And so he has to go underground. And the way he sort of conducts his life now as the Nowhere Man is by helping people who are in need of his services, and he does it pro bono. And the only caveat to all of this is that he insists that once he's helped you, that you then pay it forward. And you find one other person to pass his number on to, and it just goes on and on. And it can take as long or as, you know, little as it needs. So this first book, Orphan X, is a really cracking good thriller. It is so brilliantly plotted and executed. And the writing, I really like his writing, too. And it's this great sort of cat and mouse chase between these two trained assassins. I love it. And then, so we have that in our bargain book section. Again, one of my favorites.
Good stuff.
It really is. I really want everybody to read this book, this entire series. I sat over a weekend and read these books, and one of them I didn't quite get to the end, and I swear to you, I almost called in sick to finish it.
Well,
and
there
I
you
go. I can't do that. But it was a really tough decision to come to work that morning.
Orphan X by Greg Hurwitz, and a bargain book at Open
yeah.
Door. All right. Now, what else? What's next?
You know, David McCullough is one of our preeminent historians, and we have several of his titles in our bargain book section. Most notably, the one we have the most of at the moment is 1776. Which is, of course, about the Revolutionary War and the start of that. But we've got a Truman biography. We've got one on the Johnstown flood. It's great, the books that he has produced and that we can give and offer to you at a really good price. So David McCullough is one of our favorites as well. So, yeah, those are what we have on our shelves right now.
Now, 1776 is a great book because, unlike most of David McCullough's books, they're very large and lengthy, and this is a smaller book. And if you're vacationing or you're going and you're visiting around this holiday time, it's a nice thing to pack with you, and you can have a it's a good airplane read.
All very excellent points.
Yeah, there you
go. Thank you. Yeah.
I do what I can.
I desperately appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You know, another one of our favorites that we have on the shelf right now is also Bill McKibben's Wandering Home. And again, it's a slim volume, but I don't think anybody writes the way Bill McKibben writes when it comes to our natural habitat, particularly that in the Northeast. And this book is one that really, it just feels like home. I don't know how else to put it. So
now,
this is
nonfiction.
Yep.
And it's about him going home.
Yeah, exactly. And he hits it on the head with the way that he approaches this, and I love it. And you know, again, this is a book that has had much critical and customer acclaim. And I'm just really happy that we can share this with people at a really good price.
Wandering Home by Bill McKibben.
Yeah. Another one that I really like. Jodi Picoult, who's a fan favorite of many, many readers. We get her books in. We've got The Storyteller and 19 Minutes, and she is always one of those, you know, tried and true authors that writes a really good story. She makes you think. She's always provocative, I think intentionally so. And I don't think you can pick up any of her books. Some are going to be better than others, but again, they're always reliable in the fact that you're going to walk away thinking about whatever topic she has taken on. And these two, 19 Minutes was the school shootings.
Right.
And that is, there are people who really have found that this is their absolute favorite Jodi Picoult. I've spoken with several customers who love this particular story and the way that she broke it all down. And so, again, she takes difficult topics and somehow presents things in multiple points of view and perspectives and makes it palatable and readable, and this is one of them.
Yeah, that word palatable is important because it makes it very accessible, very understanding, and you can put yourself in these extreme situations and say, oh, well, really, this could happen to anybody.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the way she does that. And then the other one that's been really popular of hers is The Storyteller that we have in this section. And I confess this is not one I'm as familiar with, but it's her. And I, again, have yet to come across one of her titles that I've read that hasn't really sparked a lot of interest and, you know, made me turn the pages. She's also really good at that. So,
Jodi Picoult, and then The Storyteller in 19 seconds, is that it?
19 minutes.
Minutes, 19 minutes.
Yeah.
I couldn't do all that in seconds.
No.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it feels like that, you know. Another one that we have that is history is by Kay Anderson Brower, who wrote the book The Residence, and
yes.
it's her work on the first women, which someone on staff read this and really, really loved it. And what struck her so much about it was how surprising the information was that the friendships that the first ladies make with one another that might be surprising to people, the work that they actually do, the amount of work that they do, the fact that there are just small little details. One of the things she kept bringing up was that the first families have to pay for all of their food.
Oh.
For their groceries.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knew?
I didn't know that.
No, but
okay.
Isn't that an interesting little factoid? And it makes you think about things a little bit differently. The First Women by Kate Anderson Brower, really fascinating look at these women who hold a lot of power and do a lot of good, frankly.
First Women by Kate Anderson Brower. All right. What else?
All right. Now I'm going to talk about some kids' books. One of my all-time favorite kids' books is, in fact, Hoot. By Carl Hiaasen.
Oh, I love that book.
Yes, right? So, Hoot, it has, like, everything you could possibly want. I think every kid should read this at some point in their life. I really love it. And it's got, I don't know, adventure and mischief and burrowing owls and saving the day and
sarcasm.
Yeah, sarcasm and activism and and mischief. Lots of mischief.
Oh, it's great.
It really is. It's so much fun. So, yeah, so we have this. That is on our bargain shelves.
And once you've read that, there's
Chomp.
Hoot, Chomp,
yep.
Scat.
Yep. We have
Flush.
Those too. And Skink.
We have Skink. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good. And
they
are. If you're an adult and you love Carl Hiaasen, you'll love these books just as much.
No doubt about it.
And if you are a Carl Hiaasen lover and you have a kid in your life, get them, all of them, and just give them to them. They'll love them. They'll gobble
and
them up or chomp
them
up.
Buy them from our bargain book section.
Absolutely.
You can get them.
Start
all
there. Go. All right.
Yeah. So, how are we doing on time?
We have about a minute and a half. I know. That's okay. I got about a minute and a half.
All right, so then, of course, picture books, too. Loads and loads of picture books. You know they're my favorites. So we've got this book called Long Night Moon by Cynthia Rylant. And this is actually one that I had not really heard about, but it is absolutely beautiful. And the idea of it is that so I'm going to just read this to you.
Okay.
So it opens with, "Long ago, Native Americans gave names to the full moons they watched throughout the year. Each month had a moon, and each moon had its name. In January, the stormy moon shines in mist, in ice, on a wild wolf's back. Find it and find your way home.
Wow.
In February, a snow moon glows white, sharp, in a cool, crackling breath. It will miss its sister, the sun." And it just goes on, one for each month. And it's beautiful and lovely and everything you could possibly want from Cynthia Rylant and the illustrator Mark Siegel.
Long
I love these books.
Night Moon is one of the many great books that are part of the bargain book section at, I assume, not just your store, but other independents as well.
Yes.
All great stuff. But go check them out, for goodness sakes. It's the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady. Amy's list is on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Amy, it's always great to talk to you. Have a very, very happy New Year.
Thanks, Joe. You too. Thanks for having me.
Look forward to having you back in the studio next time.
Yay.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.